On February 9th, the Winter Olympics will open with a dramatic ceremony from the brand new Olympic Stadium in Pyeongchang. But that stadium will be used only 3 more times before it's decommissioned. South Korea could spend nearly $13 billion hosting the Games, and some people there are asking if it's worth it. We're joined now by Judith Grant Long. She's an associate professor of sport management at the University of Michigan, and she studied Olympic infrastructure after the Games. Professor, welcome.
Happy to be here.
The Olympic Stadium in Pyeongchang will be used 4 times at a cost of up to $100 million. 4 times. What do you think about that?
Well, I was talking to a colleague who is working in sport management in Seoul, and he equated it to $25 million a use or $10 million an hour, which is really a surprising metric. It's not so unusual to see temporary facilities used in the context of the Olympics, but this moves the needle towards disposable facilities. And I think the cost of this particular venue at approximately $100 million is really making people sit up and take notice about the costs associated with building venues that are really not used for an event even.
It's a 35,000-seat stadium. The population of the county is barely bigger than that. They just don't need a stadium of that size. And so I guess the question is it worth it? When the games are over, will Pyeongchang be able to say it was worth it to build that stadium?
Well, I think that's the question on everybody's mind. Part of the thinking of the province of Gwangjeon was to create a new tourist cluster. And this is not a dissimilar idea from what they were thinking with Sochi and what existed already in Vancouver 2010. The challenge is, A, there's only about 40,000 people, as you mentioned, in Pyeongchang County. The stadium seats 35,000. So you effectively have to have the kind of attendance that you get at Friday night football in Texas to get that stadium used, even on a single event basis. The other issue with the success of this particular strategy in that location is that South Koreans at this point in time are not particularly a winter sport people. Mm-hmm. So the idea of creating a tourism strategy that's based on winter sports, skiing and so forth, has not necessarily been a well-received idea from an economic development point of view.
To that point, there is a plan to just completely tear down the downhill skiing course and just convert it back into nature. And this just tearing down the infrastructure wholesale has been a model in some other places. I think France did it in Grenoble in 1968. They did it in Albertville in 1992. Is just totally deconstructing the infrastructure a good idea?
Well, so this is where we get into this idea of temporary facilities. The challenge is that when you build a venue, temporary or not, there's a lot of labor involved. If you want to make it temporary, there's almost the doubling of the cost of that labor to take it down. Mm. And then if you want to try and recycle the bits and pieces from the stadium, you can either try and sell them into the supply chain in the sort of domestic construction market, or there were even fanciful ideas at one point about taking the bits and pieces, the seats and so forth, and putting them in storage and then shipping them, you know, to the next host, really recycling the venues. Of course, that turned out to be incredibly cost prohibitive. So now the thinking is, if the cost of building the venue cannot be recovered through its subsequent operations, then why not just treat it as a sunk cost, demolish it, and then have the site to be able to do something completely different with.
Amazing. 2016, Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games, big problems with the soccer stadium there. They invested tons of money into that. It turned into a nightmare. Another example, 2004, the Athens Games, there was a plan to turn the Olympic Village into public housing. Didn't work out. Of course, Greece had terrible financial problems afterwards. What is the best strategy, in your opinion, for these cities that get the games to deal with the potential white elephants that are left over?
Well, I think that cities that bid for the Olympic Games need to be very, very wise about what it is they're trying to accomplish from the outset. Part of the problem with host cities is that they very often have the planning process co-opted by politicians, the construction industry, mm-hmm. and so forth. And the planning process gets overridden by a different set of interests, which moves capital to locations that aren't necessarily best for the city in the long term. So what you want is the planning process to guide the construction of venues in a way that works for the city, as opposed to the venues to then subsequently drive the planning process.
Do you think we'll ever get back to the days when the Olympics are a more modest event, or at least maybe recycling cities that have already hosted them?
Yeah, I've done a lot of work, and actually I have a book coming out shortly about this very issue, about what really are the best paths forward for the IOC, as well as host cities. And right now the IOC has basically sequestered itself for the next, until 2025, they don't have to announce a new host for the Olympic Games. And so they are in sessions really trying to reimagine what might be an alternative going forward.
Because they're feeling the pressure.
Yes, they are. Well, this is why they announced the hosts of 2024 and 2028 to relieve themselves of the pressure of having to go through the host city selection process. So I think what Thomas Bach and the rest of the IOC members are really trying to do right now is figure out what is a sustainable path forward. And it's either a single site, a set of permanent sites, or really recalibrating the games around a much more modest idea.
That's Judith Grant Long, Associate Professor of Sport Management at the University of Michigan. Judith, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.